I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, December 6. Coming up, Prime Minister reaffirms government's commitment to social partnership, National Security Council finalizes action plan to aid in crime reduction, and Fire Brigade urges Jamaicans to exercise caution when putting up Christmas lights. The news in detail after the break.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has reaffirmed his administration's commitment to social partnership. This ahead of the planned signing of a new agreement for the Partnership for a Prosperous Jamaica, PFPJ, between the government and several lobby groups on Wednesday. Partnership for a Prosperous Jamaica, formerly Partnership for Jamaica, was established in 2010, comprising representatives from civil society, private sector, trade unions, and the state, government, and opposition at King's House. The Prime Minister, who is the chairman of the Partnership for a Prosperous Jamaica, says the government is committed to having genuine exchanges towards building stronger partnerships for the good of Jamaica. Building consensus around national priorities, he says, cannot be the sole responsibility of the government. Mr. Holness adds that the government will be moving to ensure the PFPJ becomes a permanent institution in the Jamaican society and will continue to provide the institutional and capacity-building support needed to ensure the partnership is effective. The Prime Minister further noted that he expects the PFPJ to operate as the umbrella group that will interact with other social partnerships, such as Economic Program Oversight Committee and the Economic Growth Council, to determine the national priorities. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the National Security Council is finalizing a comprehensive action plan that will assist in the reduction of crime. He says the government has the resolve to tackle crime and secure the citizens of the country, adding that the measures to be put in place will be sustainable.
The government has an unremitting resolve to address crime and build a bond of trust between our citizens and our security forces through professional conduct and mutual respect.
Prime Minister Holness was addressing the swearing-in ceremony for the new Chief of Defence Staff, Major General Rocky Mead, at King's House recently. He described the measures as integrated, pointing out that the areas to be examined are deployment, mobility, investigative capacity, procedures, and legislation. Mr. Holness says the increased business and consumer confidence, which encourages both local and foreign investments, must be bolstered by improving and safeguarding national security. The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is urging Jamaicans to exercise caution when putting up Christmas lights for the festive season. The warning is in response to a potential spike in household fires during the month of December. Senior Deputy Superintendent of the JFB, Amelia Ibanks, says householders should ensure all electrical items are checked before being plugged in.
We want you to inspect your cords and your plugs at least once per year. And normally in the Christmas season, what we find is that, so this is the time when you'll have power surges, you'll have electrical failures from items that you would have had before, and we take them out for Christmas again. Please ensure that you check them, and if you're in doubt, make sure you have a licensed and certified technician check these items for you, and check the wiring in your house as well.
Mr. Ibanks also warns against the common practice of plugging in several decorative lights into one socket. He says a maximum of 5 Christmas lights should be connected to the same power source. And following appeals by Justice Minister Deroy Chuck, some 200 persons have indicated interest in becoming justices of the peace JPs. This as the ministry is looking to appoint 3,000 additional JPs, bringing the cadre to approximately 10,000 across the island. Minister Chuck notes that parish court judges and several retired judges have offered to train the newly appointed JPs.
I will be meeting the custodians to let them know that we have the trainers and we have the Justice Training Institute trainers who will be willing to go in all the parishes.
Minister Chuck was speaking in an interview with JIS News at a recent sensitization session in Portland. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.